Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I want that movie Lamb, but instead of a lamb, just a pug that I dress in a suit. And he stands up on all fours and he is my lamb.
No, you want to dress him in like galoshes and a slicker.
I want to dress him like Paddington Bear and have my upright standing Paddington Bear son raise him to be a fine, respectful gentleman.
Yeah, you want him to be like, he'll kind of look like Arthur. You know, the aardvark.
Yeah.
And he'll just kind of clop around. And you, like, you're somehow living in, like, Iceland.
I really wish, like, if a spirit appeared to me and said, you can...
like Gabriel.
If Gabriel appeared to me and said...
We're talking about the angel, not the
The angel, parasite. not malignant. For all those malignant haters,
all of our
malignant TikTok flops, and just the haters that hated on us talking about malignant for 30 minutes.
Who hated?
A lot of people didn't appreciate it. And to that I say, fuck you.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I don't care.
Stop listening.
I will talk about malignant.
I'll talk about
I'll
Gabriel.
Go right now and talk for an hour about it. I don't give a shit. But I won't, actually, because I need to just say my truth, which is if... an angel came to me and said, I will let Tony grow into a pug boy that you will raise, like, to adulthood. Like, he can live, you know, 60 years and he will be, like, your Benjamin
Button.
Not
80, 60.
But, like, you know, he'll live to, like, the ripe old age, God willing.
60.
I don't know. Like, whatever. You don't know what can happen.
This is, like, 1901. Oh, 60.
Old 60.
Old 60.
No, he will live
he'll live a full human life.
Yeah, and he will stand on his back 2 feet.
No.
No, yes, because he has to go to preschool. And I would literally walk him to preschool. Like, I would be like, yes, let's do it.
The school, like, right over yonder.
Yeah, I would say.
You go to Fairfax High School.
There would be no question in my mind. I would absolutely raise a pug son. I don't care if I'm an outsider for that.
No,
I already am seeing who my real friends are.
It's uncanny. No, listen, I will accept I will accept upright Tony Pug, but I will also tell you time and time again that it's horrifying. I'll say this is not of this earth.
I think if he
it's uncanny valley.
And
no!
sat next to you on the couch, like sitting up. Just swinging his little bootlegs.
No, I would go,
You would eventually accept him.
Yeah, but I would tell him that he's not of God.
We would have a heart. Would he have too hard of a life being bullied for being so different? Why can't people just accept?
It'd be like Mask. You'd be like Cher and Mask.
I would be.
With like driving
be
like
outcasts
Harley.
In our both of our lives would be really hard.
No, you have to like move to like the Inland Empire and send him to like a school out there, like Sharon Mask.
But maybe since I have like somewhat of a platform, it would start to normalize.
You're going
to
become like a mommy, like a pug mommy.
Pug human.
Yeah.
Hybrid.
It's like the movie
Magical Pug Human.
It's like the movie Jack.
Yeah.
No, it would be too hard of a life for him.
I think
he could
actually
right.
have a lot of friends. He has a great personality.
He does have an amazing personality, but it's not right. If I saw a pug boy walking down Melrose, I would literally run away
with
screaming.
His little lunchbox.
Ah! No, it's not. If you think about it, that's why that movie Lamb shuddered my bones so deeply. Seeing a little lamb with a
I
lamb
want
head.
A lamb.
No,
I want Tony to be my
right.
lamb.
It's Chimera.
Okay, I need the readers to weigh in. Would you accept...
I would accept
Would you
Tony.
Let, if you had a kid, would you let your kid have a play date with
I
Tony?
I would let Tony have a play date with my niece and nephew. I'd be Tony's uncle and I would accept him, but I would also let you know that it ain't right. It's not right.
I crave this.
I would go, Tony, you're not right, but I love you anyway.
In secret.
Yeah.
God, we'd have a fight over that. I'd
I
be
know,
like, why
I'm
are you
kidding.
Telling him?
But just, Laura, just picture for readers, picture for a second seeing Laura proudly walking down Melrose.
Benjamin Button, the end of Benjamin Button, sour Kate Blanchett's walking with a baby that she fucked at one point. Down a tree-lined path, just enjoying that. That's me with Tony, except no fuck.
Well, also, like, remember Big when Elizabeth Perkins, like, sees him off at the end and she's like, oh, I fucked that kid. Yeah.
That we don't have that kind. Mm. That element of the relationship doesn't exist.
That
He's not my
wild.
Lover. It's just my literal son.
No,
like, I imagine me walking him down the street. He's holding a lunch pail and I drop him off at preschool.
With all the other moms.
Yeah.
And you're like, hey.
And they're like, oh, Tony's so much bigger. And I'm like, I know.
I would like the idea of just, like, blindly accepting this. And this dog boy is just in their class.
Yeah, like he's just, that's what I envision is he is different, but he is just accepted.
Write that movie.
I'm like going to.
Just pug
Hollywood,
boy.
Are you listening?
Hollywood. Wait, just side note before I want to talk about something else. I'm sorry if you're offended by Malignant talk.
I didn't want to tell you because I didn't want to upset you. It's fine. It's just a few people.
What were they saying?
I don't know. They just said, I really hated when you talked about Malignant for 30 minutes.
And the Patreon?
I don't, like, on whatever plot, there's so many places people can, like, get in touch and comment now. Like,
there's
all,
so many places where people can just
shit on
you.
Us. It's like, it is what it is.
Yeah.
But the true Malignant heads, I know that they loved it. And that's who I'm doing that for. Mm-hmm. I'm not doing it for everyone. We're not doing that kind of content for every Tom, Dick, and Jerry that listens to the pod.
My best friend Matt just watched it, and I told him his trench was a serve, his trench coat. Matt goes, I did love his little trench.
I love a duster.
Well, we're not going to go into it.
We won't.
But just know, I'm hurt.
It's rude, and quite frankly, I don't want that kind of negative feedback. Keep it to yourself.
But you know what I want to tell?
Write it in your journal. This is what I always encourage people to do. I'm like... If you have a big problem, open a journal to a fresh page, write the date, and then write the problem down, close the journal, then loop us the fuck out.
Put it in your God box.
Yeah. Tell it to your therapist. We do not care.
Your therapist, your priest, your...
Talk to yourself in the mirror. Whatever. Do what I do. Give an interview in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
Leave it out of the comment section.
Mm.
Because I just simply don't give a rat's ass. It's not going to change anything.
You know who I do want to hear on the airwaves, though?
Who?
Guys, Lindsay Lohan is launching a podcast. She inked a deal. It was announced this morning.
Studio 71!
Studio 71, praise you!
Is now a member of the Federation.
Lindsay. She's going to be broadcasting?
This is big news,
this
guys.
This is huge news. I feel like we willed this into
we did.
Existence. Like, we ushered this in.
We totally manifested it. The podcast is described as intimate conversations with friends and guests.
I need to pull it up because it was even, like, more unhinged than that.
We will carry on intimate conversations with friends, loved ones, guests, and new friends.
Will she have an accent on her podcast?
I want it to be like, I hope she's like smoking while she's podding, like headphones on.
Like, you know, will her podcast be a highly... will she even be able to produce an episode a week?
Yes. Do it's going to be produced in Dubai at some, like, insane studio that whoever she's with has bought for her.
Look at this face. A podcast? What is that? Dead the time. Deadline photo of her is, like, she seems confused. Okay.
We praise you. Is that tentative, a video with Lindsay?
Tentative plans to launch later this year, early next year. So does not sound promising. I also had the chance to hang with a friend of mine who works at Netflix. And believe me, I asked her all about the Lindsay Christmas movie. And she said she hasn't heard a single thing about it.
Damn.
And so I'm reporting from the front lines right now. Damn. This is journalism. TBD if that's happening this year, at least.
Damn.
She goes, but with the caveat, she said maybe they're just keeping it super secret.
Wait, is that a video with Lindsay?
No, it's Melissa McCarthy.
Oh.
Lohan is set to share her authentic voice, and listeners will get a chance to experience a never before seen side.
They will experience me off the cuff and off the record.
This brings us up. It comes after Lohan signed up to star in a new Netflix rom-com feature. But
okay, well,
it's like not happening.
Neither are happening.
No,
this will never see the light of day.
Hell will freeze over before we get a single episode of Lindsay's Hour.
Lindsay's Hour. Is that what it's called?
No, I don't know.
Friends. Conversation with friends and guests.
No, she goes, I'm excited to partner with Studio 71 in the development and production of my podcast.
In development, in production.
I'm looking forward to connecting with more of my fans and having intimate conversations with friends and thought leaders across all industries.
Thought leaders of the Federation.
What thought leaders is she going to partner with?
Like literal, like
Putin?
Literal, like mad scientists.
Well, it seems promising. I mean, that network, I guess, has a lot of female-hosted shows.
Like who?
There's Brittany Ferlin has a show on there. There's, like, other
Who's
comedians.
Brittany Ferlin?
I think she's married to, like, Tommy Lee or something.
Oh, yeah.
I think.
Her. Yeah. She's, like, a YouTuber. Yeah, I mean, good for her. I mean, but it won't happen. But today we celebrate.
Today we celebrate.
I wanted to thank...
Best of luck to you getting a fucking recording from Lindsay Lohan, getting her to sit down and to show up on time, speak just for an hour into a microphone. Like, they have their work cut out for them, and if they can pull it off, they honestly deserve like a lifetime achievement award.
How many bathroom breaks? How many breaks? I must get Diet Coke.
Cigarette breaks.
She'll be smoking. She's like, as long as I can smoke.
But like, you're going to need to schedule like a 10-hour window.
It's like filming a Housewives reunion.
Yeah, you're going to need to say like, oh, call time is at 9 when it's really at 1 p.m.
Yeah.
So that she then shows up at 3 p.m. And then you can like spend 4 to 5 hours just trying to lay down like a track of her, like a dialogue.
Oh, yeah. It's 9 to 9 day. Working 9 to 9.
I literally hope whatever employees and producers are getting paid like handsomely to make this happen.
Oh, yeah.
You need to be like really very fairly compensating workers in this situation.
I have to think that they seem pro, so they know what they're doing. They know what
you think you know.
Yeah, I guess
you
that's
no
true.
Idea. You have, you have no idea the tricks in my sleeve.
She is ready with all the tricks up her sleeve to make sure that you don't even get one episode under your belt.
Aliana is my co-host.
Michael Jr.
Michael Jr. and Dakota.
Thought leaders, Dakota. Thought leaders.
The thought leaders are literally Aliana, Michael Jr. and Dakota Lohan.
And Nana Lohan.
Dina is not welcome.
I want her to have Michael Lohan on.
Oh, damn. Thought leaders are going to be like, that fucking gay guy from Mean Girls who like only does like October 3rd.
Oh yeah.
Videos like
Jonathan,
every year.
What's his name?
I
think like Nico Tortorella could be a thought leader.
Nico Tortorella.
You came to Mykonos. What were your thoughts?
And they're like, it was great. It was so fun, Lindsay.
Thank you, Nico. Okay, bye.
Each episode is 30 seconds long.
Every episode.
They're like, we're launching a new form of podcasting called micro episodes. And it's just 30 seconds.
It's burst episodes. Yeah. Where it's just literally 1 minute long previews of the episode. And then you never hear the episode.
Also, Lohan Beach Club posted on Instagram for the first time in the longest time of like their entrance. And they were like, that wraps up another successful season. I was like, you're open? Like, what is happening? Were they actually open this summer?
No, I think it's like a traveling carnival kind of thing where they just like, they're like a...
It looked like exactly from Mykonos.
They're a row.
Thank you. Closing like, out a successful summer. It's just like a
bunch
of...
Incredible summer. I was
stray
like...
Stray Greek cats just like in the club.
And like rusty, mm-hmm. like... windmills just creaking in the breeze by the sea.
Wind farm.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much to the island of Mykonos, to the board of council of hospitality. We'll be back soon.
And it's just a bunch of cats.
Like, who was coming out of COVID to go straight to Lohan?
I'll tell you who. Literally gay men going just for like ironic Instagram posts.
Well, I hope Lohan Beach Club banked this summer. I feel like
thought leaders across the world.
Thought leaders, friends, all come to Lohan Beach Club. Number one destination. Nico Tortorella. I want her to podcast live from Lohan Beach Club.
It will never happen, Laura.
I pray, like...
She's never going back. Okay. She's literally in Dubai for the rest of her days.
My experiencing with podcasts has saved my life. Like, it was a real lifeline for me, and I feel like it could be the same for her.
I want her to be like Joe Rogan levels of success.
I want her to have 50 million downloads an episode,
but actually, like, unlike Joe Rogan, like, deserve it.
She has a lot to address. Can she handle, like,
does she know what's happening in the... I want to know, like, what are her thoughts. I want to know her thoughts on current events. I want to know what her thoughts are on, like, the tides of, you know, the political tides.
I want to know, but I also don't want her to get, like, shut down by haters. Like, I want it to be a safe space where Lindsay can just do Lindsay.
I think everyone kind of understands that
they have goodwill. They're just let her.
Just let her go. I think everyone's kind of like, all right, like, we're all... She's sort of, like, been through war. She has, like, war trauma, and I think we're all, like... All right, just let her... In terms of celebrity, she has, like, the equivalent of, like, surviving, like, the trenches of World War One.
The day that Lindsay Lohan's podcast comes out is officially the day COVID has ended. Like, that's, I think, what we need to get us out of COVID is for Lindsay's podcast to launch.
Lindsay's podcast launching on the last day of COVID, whatever that is.
Welcome to the last day of COVID. I'm Lindsay Lohan.
It's a good way because it will never be over.
No, it never will. I pulled up my iPad last night to like write notes on this week's episode. And the first thing that popped up was a CNN notification that was like, America is not even ready for to track the next waves of COVID. Like the next variant. And I was like, literally, fuck you for saying this.
There are no variant talk on this pod. It's just COVID free podcast. We are testing negative for COVID and haters.
But like, honestly, what if she has like Oprah on the first episode?
She should.
Like, we don't
Oprah
know.
Oprah owes that to her. I don't know, actually.
I think Lindsay owes a lot.
I got really too fired up there.
I think Lindsay owes a lot to Oprah.
I got way too fired up.
No, I get it.
I get it.
I think Oprah was like truly God tier in terms of...
Thank you, Oprah. You provided to me.
She did a lot for Lindsay.
But I think Lindsay could... We never know. We don't know what she's going to get.
She calls her a lot.
Yeah. Who else? What other thought leaders?
I hope she gets like niche people from the UAE to like come on.
The king of Saudi Arabia. The prince of Saudi Arabia comes on. Mm-hmm. Who's like the one who like murdered that journalist comes on.
Yeah. But this could be like a bridge to world peace.
Yeah.
And peace in the Middle East is Lindsay's podcast.
Or World War III.
Yeah. I hope that Lindsay's podcast actually does spawn World War III.
My next guest is a good guy. He loves the outdoors. And he's been president for 25 years of Russia. please give it up for Vladimir Putin.
She should have Putin on the pod.
Yeah, she will.
These days, anyone is fair game to come on pods.
Lindsay's going to get the answers that America's been looking for with in terms of like Russiagate. Lindsay's going to solve the problem.
I hear you meddled with the election.
I hear you meddled. What are your thoughts?
That would be incredible.
What are your views? How does it feel to be both a hater and hated on?
You're a hater of America. I cannot say I'm a fan myself. The paparazzi, they are relentless. What are your thoughts?
What are your thoughts at paparazzi?
I'm ready. I'm ready for an international fucking takeover.
Hell yeah.
I'm praying to Allah that fucking Lindsay gets this podcast together. What? I am. Isn't she like maybe Muslim?
I don't know.
I stand, I pray. Please, let's do this podcast. Please, please, please. I'm about to call Studio 71 and leave them like a long voicemail. You guys don't know how much I fucking need this, okay? I like call.
I know how
night.
Much you need it because I
know
need
I'm
it just
all
so
I
much.
Care about is Lindsay content, so it seems like it may come.
Speaking of a game of dice and cards,
a
and
dangerous
craps.
Game of roulette, and not the Russian kind.
We head on over to Salt Lake for another episode of This Is Carrie. I'm Carrie.
I'm Laura.
And you're listening to
Sexy Unique Podcast. Salty Utah Queens.
Episode 4, Friendship Roulette.
We might just do the whole podcast in Lindsay's
accent. Lindsay's voice.
We come up again. It's a continuation. We're back in ice fishing in Helsinki. Remember that movie?
No.
With Emily Blunt?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Oh my God, wait, I'm having like a flash of it. It came and went.
Oh, it was a total.
It was a COVID flop, right?
Oh, no. This is like decade old. This is like 2010 indie manic pixie shit.
Oh, no. Yeah. Can I just say first, this whole episode is all about people wanting to leave and then getting pulled back in.
Oh, yeah. It's like a true, the tides have you.
Mm-hmm.
And they are not letting you go.
Swim and swim. It's fruitless. You shall remain.
And Lisa Barlow is both working against the tide and the tide itself.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa goes, Meredith, you can say anything you want to Jen Shah. You can say everything you want.
Meredith goes, she lies and denies.
And then Meredith goes, in her confessional, she goes, I don't understand what is Lisa Barlow's fixation with Jen Shah and my friendship.
Lisa goes, Meredith, I can only do Lindsay. That was just straight up Lindsay.
Wait, P.S., did you hear Vanessa Bayer's Lisa Barlow accent on Watch What Happens Live?
Oh, but it's so good.
Fucking, she's a genius. I just love her so
much. I love her too.
She sounds just like her.
God.
And she does a perfect Whitney Rose. She's just
she's incredible.
Ugh, genius.
Lisa goes, Meredith, I love you very much and don't want you to be upset. Jack, when he was 3, someone said he had a big head. And so that's how she's relating to like the Brooks rumors.
Yeah, her.
So it was a struggle.
It was a struggle for her. She was happened in a convenience store. I'm still upset about it. I could kill someone. And then Meredith kind of.
Convenience store? I didn't catch that.
Yeah, then Meredith kind of just goes, okay. I don't know if it's... Jack, when he was 3, someone said he had a big head, and I'm still upset about it. It happened in a convenience store, and I'm still mad. Like, going in... She probably ran into a gas station to get her Diet Coke with, like, ice from a fountain.
Mm-hmm. Getting some Flamin' Hot Cheetos, and then someone was like, look at that kid, he has a big head.
And she goes, excuse me.
I'm going to kill someone.
He's 3 years old. I'm going to kill you. I'll kill you now, she said.
I'll kill you with my bare hands.
Never come for my children.
I'm losing it.
And then Jen Shah, by the way, I'm sorry. Jen Shah is so fucking annoying. I'm just like, I cannot stand her.
She's great when she says nothing. If her mouth is shut and she's not speaking at all, she actually is like incredibly pleasing to watch.
Yeah.
But like when her mouth, the second it opens up, it's just like, she's the most toxic person I've ever seen.
Jen's just in the corner going, I didn't do anything!
liked it. Someone just liked it for my team.
And you just hear Heather Gay go, Jen likes her. I have to say, Heather Gay was a real MVP of this episode.
She was great.
Her commentary when they were fighting, I was like, I could watch a whole episode of just this shit.
If you just took Whitney out of the picture,
of
I need a crane to come in and just pick Whitney up like by her bobblehead and then remove her from this Housewives and series.
And then bring Jenny over. And more of Jenny.
More of Jenny, more of Angie, more of Sarah Lynn.
Sarah Jane.
Sarah Jane.
Who is she, the insurrectionist? Who was the one?
I don't know.
Who was the one that was Whitney Rose's friend who was like at the coup?
I don't know.
One of them was like at the...
It might be one of those two. I didn't look into it. Yeah. I was just like, love
well, Angie's
that for
cool.
Them.
Yeah. She's an ally.
Jen's losing it, screaming about the double standard. And there is no fucking double standard. Literally, people are just saying, why did you share these things on Twitter, repost them, and like them after you apologize?
Jenny's also just still fishing. Jenny's just like kneeling by the ice. I need more of her though.
Need more Jenny. Lisa goes, Jen! And Jen goes, Lisa, shut the fuck up!
Jen's also like, she is on tirelessly on this campaign that a doppelganger or slash someone from the Shaw Squad.
Her assistant or something.
Like she is refusing to accept that she liked a tweet. I really believe Jen was liking them herself.
Yes. But she's told people, like, I don't care if you like this or not. Either way, it's your responsibility.
Lisa goes, Jen. She stops her and the music stops and she goes, Brooks has never come out. And Jen goes, okay. What does it have to do with me?
Shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up, Lisa.
She goes, I'm trying to defend my fucking vagina.
And then you just hear Heather sitting. She's going, up, going over there. Yep, there she goes, going in.
I like Heather going, I would move over there, but the ice is thin. I don't want to fall in.
She goes, because I lied about my weight. Relatable queen.
Then Jen takes off her tennis bracelet and just chucks it.
And then Lisa goes, oh, no.
Oh, no. That's where I draw the line.
Diamonds.
Throwing the diamonds. She goes, that's $70,000.
She fully hulked. She went, Jen went. Why?
I don't. She gets so worked up. I think it's a mixture of doing it for the cameras because she knows that's like an entertaining thing.
But that's a $70,000 bracelet.
I'm sure, like, she just thinks
that's a college tuition.
Either it's not,
or it's not real.
It's like cubic zirconia, or she knows that someone will go find it.
Lisa.
Like Stu's there.
And Lisa.
I love Stu is just in the background lurking.
Crying.
He goes, what's wrong? What's wrong? And Lisa goes, Jen threw her tennis bracelet.
She hurls it. And then Lisa, in true Al-Anon fashion, is just digging through the snow. I'm like, you need some boundaries, Lisa. You need to go worry about yourself. Disengage from this. You're meddling now. And you're also like punishing yourself. And you're not getting anything except yelled at by the Hulk. So
if someone told me to shut the if a friend of mine screamed at me to shut the fuck up,
I'd say we're not friends anymore.
Yeah, I'm like, something's deeply wrong with you and I'm disengaging from the conversation.
If I saw someone take off their bracelet and throw it, hurl it into the icy snow on a late frozen lake, I'd be like, need to go home and I need to go watch something and eat soup
and no talk to no one
and talk to no one for about 8 hours.
Yeah.
And then emerge
and no
tomorrow.
Speak. I need a fire.
Yeah.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Are you ready to win Mother's Day and cement your reputation as the best gift giver in the family? Give the moms in your life an Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos, and you will rise to the top of the heap, and you will be deified and worshipped for the rest of your days walking this planet.
Because as anyone who has siblings know, that's the only goal on Mother's Day is to be the favorite.
And if you're an only child, you're still competing with all your other extended family members, and it's important to wage a war and come out on top.
If you're an only child, you're also at war with yourself.
So what you can do is get your mother or the preeminent mother figure in your life an aura frame. You load it up with photos. It's literally the easiest thing to do. And I know that you might be thinking, ew, digital frames are bleak, but I'm telling you, this aura frame is chic.
And the best part is it has unlimited storage and an easy-to-use app, so you can keep updating your mother or mother figure's frame with new photos. So it's the gift that keeps on giving and uploading.
I gave my mom an aura frame, and she had resisted for so long because she's truly anti-technology, like barely even understands right. how to FaceTime. And I said, just let me. And I set it all up for her. I plugged it in. I fired up the app. I preloaded pictures on it, and now she's so into it that she figured out how to preload pictures and even runs it from her app, which is truly saying a lot because she refuses to download apps. She thinks everyone's spying on her, stealing her data, and the fact that I was able to break through and she literally loves this frame, like loaded it up with pictures of her cat, I was like, we did it, Joe. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off, plus free shipping on their best-selling frame.
That's AuraFrames.com. Use code SUP at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Nothing gives me naked confidence like being freshly showered, hair blown out, makeup on, putting on my favorite perfume.
Nothing gives me naked confidence quite like getting my parking validated at Equinox after a well-earned workout.
A very close second would be Lumi Whole Body Deodorant. Unlike certain other deos, Lumi is powered by mandelic acid to deliver outrageous 72-hour odor control everywhere from your pits to your feet.
And yes, even your privates. In fact, it was patients' concerns about private part odor that originally inspired the OBGYN who invented Lumi.
Flash forward 6 years, and her game-changing whole body deo has earned over 300,000 five-star reviews from people who love feeling confident from head to toe.
New customers get $5 off Lumi's starter pack with code SUP at LumiDeodorant.com. I love Lumi because as a gay man, you need to have your taint smelling fresh as fuck. So with one roll of Lumi, I'm ready to get out there and own the world.
What I love most about Lumi is that it's multi-purpose. It saves its customers money because you're not buying all these different products for different body parts. You can just boil it all down to one super product that takes care of any of your odor issues.
Whole body deodorant with Lumi, seriously safe to use anywhere on your body. Your pits, your underboobs, thigh folds, belly buttons, butt cracks, vulvas, and feet.
It's clinically proven to block odor all day and control over up to 72 hours.
And it's baking soda free and paraben free.
Plus, it's pH balanced for safe use below the belt.
Lumi's starter pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice like mini body wash and deodorant wipes, and free shipping.
As a special offer for listeners, new customers get $5 off a Lumi starter pack with the code SUP at LumiDeodorant.com. That equates to over 40% off your starter pack when you visit LumiDeodorant.com and use the code SUP.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, Princess Diana. But that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Disintel, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers. Stretching back into the history of the British monarchy, did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Disintel on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Lisa's digging through the snow, and then Meredith is just going out on Jen. She goes, She claims to be an LGBT proponent. I'm like, what?
That's right. Meredith's still on this, like, do you stand with the LGBTQIA or not?
Yeah. And then out of nowhere, Heather shows up to Meredith and she goes, I gotta leave. I've got Ashley's senior showcase. I really wish I could stay, but I'll talk to you later.
I'll call you later.
And then she leaves and she's like, damn it, I just drove out all the way to see this and now I have to fucking leave.
Sad. Then Whitney sidles up with her dumb hat and she goes to Meredith. She goes, can I ask you a question? I'm not trying to start a fight. Why do you, or to Lisa, why do you protect her? And Lisa goes, I don't protect her. I listen to her. I don't control Jen.
As soon as I saw Whitney show up, I just wrote, oh boy.
Yeah, I'm like, Whitney, stop.
Lisa hates you. She
will never like you.
She will never like you.
It's not going to happen.
She will never like Heather. She doesn't like you guys.
She doesn't trust it.
I have to say, Lisa's... I am obsessed. I ride for her. She's evil. But she's more evil than she... Like, she acts a little, like, kind of just oblivious to it all. But she's actually cunning and, like, I think kind of mean.
I think so. We'll get there because I, too, have thoughts. But if it comes down to choosing sides, I remain firmly Team Lisa Barlow through thick and thin.
I love... She did a Q&A this week, and the way she writes is just incredible.
What did she say?
She was like, sorry for all the typos and strange words. She goes, I don't have my glasses on.
She's typing just blind into the abyss.
She posted about, like, her galaxy thing. Her, like...
She did another SpawnCon for, like, some weird computer that I've never heard of.
She's also...
like, we love planning on our G14 XQ9. I was like, no one uses that computer and they won't use it because she said it.
She talked about John. And then someone was like, do you support the LGBT community? And she kind of, like... She kind of said yes, but she also like it was clear that she was like, I love all of God's, like, whatever, you know. I was like, okay.
Well, I think probably a big reason that she doesn't like Whitney and Heather is because they're like excommunicated Mormons.
No, I agree, but I think she probably like is fine, but it was a very like tell me don't support gays without saying it.
Mm-hmm. You know how I feel about homophobic housewives.
We love to see it.
I fucking love them. I think they're actually the biggest allies of
they
all.
They are. Stuart's actually choked up talking to Jen.
Stuart needs to get out of there too. I'm like, you're standing on next to just like holes on the ice for no purpose other than to like wrangle this wild she beast.
Who
abuses you verbally, physically.
And is the reason why you're probably going to jail for 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Like, has destroyed your life single-handedly.
I just heard Stuart's not going to do well in prison.
Absolutely not.
He's going to be really...
He could be like some guy's assistant. Like he could find like a very submissive role to like a prison leader.
Yeah.
And then he would do fine.
Everyone, by the way, is just going along with Jen's doppelganger theory.
They don't even question it. There's not even a question to try and clarify because it's not exactly clear what's happening.
Yeah, but I'm like, can someone just be like, that's not Jen. This doesn't make any sense.
Be like, or just someone being like, so you have someone running your Twitter who is liking all these things and retweeting them.
It's your responsibility.
And you know it, but you haven't told them it's not acceptable.
Yeah.
And like, just... trying to get everything crystal clear so they can move forward. But I think everyone's also incredibly afraid of Jen's rage.
I also think that Jen is... I truly believe that she was physically liking these sweets herself.
Yeah,
me
too.
I don't think it's her team. I think she is...
She probably Trump-style logs on late at night and just goes through and likes everything.
She's like... Bless you. She's like channeling like Paymon and she's like...
Her eyes roll back into her head and then it's like, twink, favorite.
Yeah.
Slap that sissy. Retweet.
Stuart goes, Jen goes, I'm going to apologize to Meredith. And Stuart goes, yeah, you do that. He's like, maybe, what does he say to her? He's basically like, if they don't want to be your friend, like just make peace with it.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jen
and
goes,
like, ah, no. Like slapping him. I'm fucking doing it. Ah!
And he just goes, all right. And she goes up and she goes, Meredith, I'm really sorry about what happened to Brooks. And I'm sorry that tweets were liked on my account. I take responsibility for it. It was on my Twitter.
And it's not okay. And I take responsibility.
She goes, and I'll deal with it. I'll deal with my people. I was like, yeah, she's going to punch him.
And Lisa goes, I believe her.
I believe her.
And Meredith goes, thank you for the apology.
And she goes, and Jen goes, and I don't know if Brooks is open to it, but bless you. At some point, I would love to meet with him. And then Meredith looks at her and she goes, I think that would be very good. I think that would be really helpful, actually.
We're going to get that next episode. I can't wait.
But we all know how Jen talks to her staff. So when she means I'm going to deal with them, she literally means I'm going to throw like an iron at them.
Someone's getting a phone to the dome tonight. Yeah. Like a phone to the eye socket.
She's going to hit someone's skull.
She's going to line them up blindfolded and pull out like an AK-47 mm-hmm. and be like, one of you has to go. And then just like shoot the air so it like scares them to death. Uh-huh. And that's like how she's going to fix this retweet problem.
She's going to have them all scatter into the snowy field behind their house in the night. And
she's
going
to go 3, 2, 1. And just run. Shostrad, run.
Yeah.
And then she's going to just shoot at them. Like she'll shoot Squid blanks. Game. Yeah.
Yeah. But have you seen that?
No, I was going to watch it this weekend.
Have you heard about that scene?
I haven't, but I don't want any spoilers because I can't wait. I can't wait.
I can't God, wait.
Why am I stuffed up? I don't have COVID. I took a test yesterday. Rapid. Okay, wait. Can I have a second? I just need to rant about something.
Let's go.
I went. So in order to get a rapid test right now, for me, it costs $95 out of pocket. Insurance doesn't cover it, which is fucking.
It's insane.
Insane. It's absolutely insane. It is so fucked up.
It's.
I thought I went then. I Googled what does. Rapid testing covered by Oscar. I find that there's a rapid test facility like 0.2 miles away. I was like, oh, incredible. I call this facility. Right. I say, do you take Oscar insurance? They say, yes, we take it. I go and I get there. I give them my insurance info and they go, oh, we're not in network with Oscar. So it, and I go, well, then you don't take Oscar because Oscar, if you're not in network with them, they don't accept getting billed by people out of network. So you're basically misleading. And I will pay for this, but you've misled me.
Yeah.
And I just have to say, fuck you, Oscar. Fuck the American private healthcare system. Fuck everyone that's charging $95 to get a fucking rapid test.
Universal healthcare.
This fucking late in the game, that is unacceptable.
We're in a pandemic.
I'm like, lucky to be able to pay that money get that. But like that should be widely accessible. There should be absolutely no questions about it.
Free.
If you're going to be a little fucking bitch about COVID and make people wear masks and blah, 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 blah. Like then you need and make them like show their vaccine cards and push so hard for vaccines. You also need to push fucking hard to get these tests for free.
Everyone. Whenever and wherever they want should be able to get a free test.
A free rapid test.
A free rapid test wherever. It should be completely free. I've had to pay out of pocket when I didn't have money and like some, you know, like found a way to pay for it. Thank God. But like through like credit or something. But like it's reprehensible.
It's disgusting.
And I've been to some like clinics to get like rapid tests and like there's. The people are so confused themselves. The people running the facility, like they don't know anything about because they're just.
I was like, you're telling me. I know it's not the person's fault. No, sorry to interrupt you, but like, I know it's not the person's fault that's telling me. Like, it's like she doesn't make the call.
Yeah.
But I'm also like, bitch, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about because you're telling me you're double talking to me, telling me you take this insurance, but it's not in network, which means you don't take this insurance yet. On your fucking door, it says that you do. Like, this is a lie.
No, it's unacceptable. It's crazy.
And then the doctor that walked by me in the waiting room mumbled at me. She goes, don't want to get COVID. And I was like, I'm going to fucking kill you, bitch. Like, I'm going to go Shaw motherfucking Hulk. Squad on you.
No, but it's crazy. Like, I was in a clinic and this young mother came in with, like, her baby. Like, babies can get tested.
Mm-hmm. For free?
No, but like they should. And she was like, my child and I are traveling in like 2 days on a plane. And I just want to like confirmed. I've never gotten them tested before because we haven't, clearly the baby hadn't like been out a lot. And she was like, can you test the baby? And they were like, we don't know. And I was like, are you guys kidding me?
Like,
this is an infant. And you guys are like, this is a mother being like, can you test my child? And they're like, we don't.
In a medical facility.
During a pandemic.
2 years almost into this fucking pandemic. And you're telling me you don't fucking know? That's insane. I feel gaslit in those situations.
Well, it's also like, it's everything wrong with our country.
Totally summed up in like one whole
thing. It's like
it's actually mind-boggling. It's so fucked. Do not.
Testing should not be.
If you're going to give free vaccines for a pandemic, you need to provide free rapid testing as well.
Anywhere.
I should be able to walk into CVS, say, hey, I want a rapid test. They do it really quick. And then we all, like, I don't understand the screaming about being like, the race are high. Oh my God. It's because people can't fucking get tested. You can't go anywhere without paying $95. It makes me so irate.
No, it's crazy. It's like testing, because there are people who like can't afford that and are like, shit, I'm out of luck. You know what I mean? Like, it's fucked up.
Yeah. If someone gets a test and they have to wait 2 days, but they have shit to do.
Or like they have to go to work and they're like, I need to get this done now so I can go to work tomorrow and like make fucking money. During a pandemic, because what, like, I've been doing the whole fuck, you know what I mean? Like, these people who have, like, it's
insane. And I'm on the most privileged totally. Side of it no, to be able course. To have, like,
but you can still be like, this is fucking crazy.
And if I'm experiencing this level of troll, I just can't imagine what people in other situations that aren't my situation are feeling.
It's
and
a reminder
I, like,
that healthcare should be free.
Yes.
All healthcare should be universal. And this isn't like a podcast about free healthcare, but we believe that.
This is a podcast about go free. Fuck yourself, private insurance companies. I will hate pay for your services, but I fucking hate you all. I hope you fucking die. I hope you fucking try and get tested and you can't, and your bank account is low and you can't pay for it. And then you experience what probably millions of other people are trying to experience, the frustration
every day
of being lied to and having inaccessible
healthcare.
Testing and healthcare.
Insane.
And you have to go in a waiting room and have a doctor mutter at you. The level of like...
Also being... You could be exposed in that waiting... Like, I was in it recently and I was like thinking like, well, if I don't have COVID now, I'm probably going to get it right.
No, I went to
like...
I'm going
to get it for being in here because they're all making us all wait. I went to one where people were literally like so confused. We were all talking to each other, all the people in the waiting room. And we were all... Some people had to wait a week! A week for tests.
No,
results.
That was my brother.
A
had to do
week.
That. He had to wait 9 days. And then this test came week. Back and it was like, yeah, you had COVID. And by that time, he was, thank God, better. But like.
He could have infected so many people.
Yeah. It's just. It's
and he could have been sick
fucked.
And gotten really sick and like been like, what the fuck's happening to me?
He did. And that was his experience.
It's waiting just, a week for your results that you had to pay almost $100 for?
2 years.
2 years into this fucking pandemic that's killed almost a million people in our country, and we're still like, I don't know.
You're like, anyway. Great. I'm so excited to be paying for this. I love paying a premium rate every month for insurance
and then
that
paying
doesn't
95.
Cover this, and then paying on top, getting muttered at in a waiting room, then having a nurse like angrily swab my nose, then like waiting in a hot car in a parking lot. Like, literally fist yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck you. You fucking hellmongers, burn in hell. Rotten hell.
Rotten hell.
Anyways,
rant
back
over.
To our regularly scheduled programming.
I just
Mary wrote, is cooking.
I wrote Mary, the queen of boundaries.
What is happening? Oh, we haven't gotten to that yet. We'll get to it. Jenny's teaching her kids to fold towels. Her sweet children that do everything she says. How?
Her oldest son has an AirPod in. I love it.
He's multitasking.
Yeah, he's on the call.
Jen and Stu are taking her dog out, their dogs. I don't know.
I blanked out. Jen
doing
this
like
episode.
Poop comedy.
Yeah.
Then Lisa Barlow is going over to Sarah Jane's and Angie's.
Also, Jen called Stuart a little bitch. I'm like,
she's so abusive.
She's so abusive and like, She's homophobic. I'm sorry.
She's really homophobic.
She hates like feminine. She doesn't like feminine men. Then we cut to Mary and she's making French toast. It looks really good.
Oh, no. Lisa's over at with Sarah Jane and Angie. And they all sit down.
Oh, okay. I have to say something.
Yeah.
So we meet Lisa's two friends. They're both blonde. They look kind of the same.
They're just the same woman with different names.
Angie, as we know, is going to become, I think, like the new housewife.
Thank God. Love her.
But Sarah Jane, I think I mistook her. I think there's another Sarah that Whitney Rose is friends with.
The insurrection woman.
That was at the insurrection, like posting videos. And she was on the show last year with Whitney.
She was the one that came in really drunk. I think in like episode one, she like stumbled into the bathroom or something.
Sure, happy birthday.
Yeah. And I doubt that Bravo would bring her back because like insurrection vibes.
But I still got it from her.
Yeah.
The vibes.
Angie says
Angie's a queen.
She goes to Chick-fil-A every day.
Angie's just sitting there with a giant blanket on. I was like, I love those.
I love these ladies that allegedly eat fast food every single day and are still thin as a rail.
And like none of them work out.
Yeah, Lisa goes, I'm on a KFC kick myself.
Shut up.
Like, are you though?
You're not.
I don't work out, but I do love coleslaw or something like that. And I was like, if I ate that every day, I would just flat, like I would slowly pour over my waistband.
No, it's like I think she takes like one bite of everything she eats.
She takes a huge sniff.
Angie, at first I was like, wait, what's going on? And then we see Angie got a confessional and I was like, okay, she's the new girl.
Thank God.
And Angie's great. She's extremely wealthy. Like, I think crazy wealth.
She's like,
I mean, that party,
perfect button nose job, like great face, chic chignon, like petite with like a chubby husband kind of wealth.
And surprise to no one, she's related to Whitney and Heather.
They are cousins.
They're allegedly cousins.
Yeah, their dad, their grandfather was like Shadrach.
Riggedy Rack or something.
Shadrach
Meshach Abednego.
Who was like, who was like the bodyguard to Brigham Young.
I'm like I stand with Lisa when she goes, what, they're weird polygamy inbred relatives? I don't buy it.
I was like, wait. That's when I was like, Lisa's vicious. She's like...
But isn't that the Mormon thing, though? They're like, we're all related, but you're not really. That's like why they're telling you you're related to George Washington in their library. I saw people's genealogy things, and it was like... George,
I saw
Washington.
That.
Yeah, like, no.
She goes, that's like when me and my friends growing up were like, oh, we're sisters.
And Lisa is a Mormon, so she would know.
Yeah, but Lisa's new Mormon, so she's like, I think she's even more radical than like Heather and Whitney.
Yeah,
they
brushed off like the fundamentalist and like old school Mormonism, and she's like newfangled.
But as we learn, I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, listeners.
Don't, actually. Keep it to yourself.
Okay.
Oh, no, not you.
Oh. Well, I was going to say, I think like the Latter-day Saints kind of look down on polygamy. I mean, that's like when in Sister Wives, like the Mormon church does not like their kind.
They don't honor that.
So I think we see this now. Lisa kind of turns her nose up at like that old
LDS vibe.
Yeah. Like pre-LDS.
Or no, she's LDS and
they're like old school, they're like royal Mormon royalty, but that meant like having 1,000 wives and everyone being related to each other. So I think she is in that new wave of Mormonism that's like looking down on them a little. Because when we saw those FLDS ladies at the tabernacle, mm-hmm. our tour guides were a little like, I kind of wanted to like...
You wanted to start some drama.
To start a little. And I went, oh, do those people come here a lot, those women? And she was like, yeah, I don't really know what they're like. I was like, okay, yeah, she's telling me to shut the fuck up.
Angie's hosting a fundraiser because she has a transgender child and
she has a trans son.
Yeah.
And it's for a safe house for LGBTQ people in Utah, which is so cool.
Love her.
And she and her husband are really supportive of their child. And we find out later that they've left the church because the church doesn't accept their child.
Just when you think you love Mormons, they throw you a curveball.
I know. But how cool.
But I still love how clean they are.
But I just thought that was, they're like, that's cool.
They're cool.
They're fucking cool.
We got to Mary still messing with her waffle.
Well, first of all, Lisa is extremely.
Oh, yeah.
Her feathers are ruffled by Angie and Whitney's friendship.
As they should be. I don't want Whitney being friends with any of my friends.
Lisa goes, oh, that's kind of, oh, I'm a little surprised at the two of you being friends.
Oh, are you inviting Whitney?
So she's having a casino night benefit at their house to benefit this queer safe place. And what is it called? Encino?
Circle O or something like that?
E-Circle or something.
O Circle.
And she's like, oh, I'm surprised you're inviting Whitney. That's kind of weird. And Angie's like, no, I know it's a little awkward. I want to be friends with both of you. Like, she is my cousin. And Lisa's like, we'll see about that.
Something's going on with Robert Jr. and Mary that is completely unspoken.
Yeah.
And I want to know what the fuck is going on.
We come up on Mary. She's cleaning her kitchen and you just hear her whisper, God, I smell like bleach. Oh my gosh.
And Robert Jr. comes in and they have the most awkward interaction where he's just like silent to her and he gets like a water and an OJ out of the fridge and she goes, hi. What? Give me something. Give me anything. He just stands there. They don't even touch. Like,
no.
What I want to know is that he doesn't want to be on camera. And then when he realizes that he is, he's just like, I'm over this. Like, what's the beef?
I think he's stoned.
Really?
I think he smokes pot.
There's like chiefs in that bedroom. That bedroom has a pot smoking.
Yeah.
Vibe.
I feel like he's like just a typical teen.
Just but, like, saying nothing just seems...
I think he's uncomfortable on camera. Mm-hmm. And I think he is traumatized by his life.
And Mary just is relentlessly hounding him at, like, random times, I'll bet.
His parents are charismatic leaders of a cult where people literally worship them as a mother and father god. And I think he also might just be smoking some...
Reef.
Roasting a nug up in his room. So he's like, hi, and he's like, shit, I can't be on camera talking to my weird mom.
There's a lot going on. Okay, I see that.
He's like, but he's sweet. There's something. He's like a sweetness.
I love
him,
but I just want to know, like, what's the truth?
I think he's just like, get me out of this life.
Mary goes, anything? You say one thing. And the doorbell rings. She goes, well, there's Meredith. Love you. And then just goes to greet Meredith.
I'm like fascinated by Meredith and Mary's strangely easy friendship.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, they're not anyone I would picture vibing, but they vibe.
But I love them together.
I do too. They're like, they get each other, I think.
They really do.
Like, Meredith comes over. She's got a vampire facial, which I'm like,
goes,
get it to me now.
I need that. She goes, I'm a little red. I had a vampire facial.
Mary's not pleased.
No, Mary is spooked by DNA.
I like that Meredith. I think Mary is a little, she's tickled by Meredith. I think she thinks Meredith is like kind of a simpleton in her eyes in terms of her like looks and like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but they both have eclectic fashion sense.
I think she respects it, but she also like trolls her, I think, secretly. She trolls Meredith.
She doesn't know what to make of Meredith, but she's fascinated by her.
Yeah.
And probably the feeling is mutual.
Oh, totally. I think they're both morbidly fascinated with each other.
That can be the makings of a great friendship.
Totally. They start talking about
Casino night. Yeah.
And Mary says, I go by vibe with people. And I wrote, me too.
Same. She goes, if a person's vibe is good, I'm good. I was like, exactly.
Hell yeah. They're both going to casino night.
Mary hasn't seen Jen since the reunion, and Jen apologized at the reunion, then promptly posted a how it's going meme about Mary and her granddad husband, and that just like torched any sort of goodwill.
Yeah. Which, you know, it might be true, but I would be mad too.
You can't apologize and then start liking hateful memes. Tweets and like putting a hurtful meme out.
She posted that herself.
Yeah.
I remember that. I think I retweeted
it.
It was funny.
But it's like not going to help their friendship.
We head on over to another restaurant, I guess we missed. Trattoria de Francesca.
I couldn't even understand what they were saying. And she was like, welcome to Trattoria di Rini. And I was like, need to go there. Where is it?
She also was putting on an Italian accent. Because then when she was speaking, she was like speaking like a Utah person.
Love.
Whitney Rose walks into this like kind of bootleg Valters, and she goes, you just hear the hostess go,
welcome to La Trattoria de Francesca. And Whitney goes, thank you.
Once again, she's wearing 1,000 pounds of accessories. Take one thing off. Please, I beg you, Whitney Rose.
Future billionaire Whitney Rose.
The next Jeff Bezos, next... Whitney Rose.
Yeah.
She's like wearing a trench, a leather dress with a huge collar, 5,000 earrings, and like a Louis Vuitton purse with 1,000,000 pouches hanging off. Choose one thing.
And then her giant ass rose bush.
She has like, a rose bush on one side and then a rose on her arm. Yeah. When is enough enough?
I wanted to get a... Now I kind of wanted to lean into it and just get a full sleeve.
Of
I
roses.
Want like a full just skull and roses.
We get it, Whitney.
Yeah, all right.
Your name is Whitney Rose. You've reminded us. And you punk. What's her... Her style is the worst of everyone.
Yeah. Her style is...
Why do I not like... I just don't like her so much.
I there's something... I like her. I like her on the show. I think she's essential to the show. I do.
I like, but, like, I get a kick out of hating her. It's almost like Katie Maloney style.
But I like what she brings because she does bring drama.
Mm-hmm.
And I like,
that's for
she's,
sure.
She's a troublemaker and I like that. But I'm also like, would never be friends with her.
No.
Or maybe I would. Maybe I'd have a friendship like her and Mary, Meredith and Mary.
Then you and I would have problems.
Yeah.
I'd go Lisa.
Mm-hmm. No.
No, I have to say, it's a little weird, you and Whitney being related.
I can't help who I'm friends with.
Angie and Whitney sit down and talk about their long-lost relative, Shadrach Roundy.
Heckity Peg is their grandfather, who is like a royal, considered like Mormon royalty. He was the bodyguard of Joseph Smith and Brigham Young. So he's like... kind of a hero to the Mormon church.
Brigham Young and Joseph Smith spit roasted Shadrach Roundy one night.
Yeah, they like...
He took it in the mouth and in the bowl.
Yeah, they fucking... They got him from both ends.
Mm-hmm.
And then cemented him as a...
They said...
Marator.
With both of our cum in you from opposite angles, you are now Mormon royalty.
Whitney goes, that's why all of us in Utah need to go... and support genealogy. And I was like, okay, Lara.
You were triggered. I knew it.
I was like, Lara, this is...
I was like, I fucking seen the genealogy. Yeah. I don't buy it for a second.
I was right up Lara's alley.
Yeah. It's a Mormon thing, though. This genealogy...
They start,
I feel
no,
like it's
they
like,
run
in quotes, genealogy.
The Mormons run Ancestry.com.
Ancestry.
And 1-800-CONTACTS. The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/sexyunique.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered.
Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
I am a former Ancestry.com head because we all know what happened with 23andMe and me. I've told the story, I think. I was kicked off. I had a whole thing and I've been banned from 23andMe.
I didn't know this.
Yes, you did. I've told you
this. No, I didn't know this.
Okay, should I tell the story?
Sure.
Well, a friend of mine, he ordered 23andMe, but then his kit came to his house, and then someone else's kit got delivered to his house. And I really wanted 23andMe, but I was really broke at the time, so I couldn't afford. So I just stole that 23andMe and decided it's my 23andMe now, and they'll just send this other lady who ordered it, like another one. They're a huge company, not my problem. So I like spit in the thing, give them my DNA and like send it off. I register. I spent like 2 hours filling out their little like surveys online. Like a week later, I get something that was like an email that was like, your kit has been identified as stolen. Like your account is shut down and will no longer be active on 23andMe. And then I was like, oh my God, like they've found me out. And so I wrote back, like hoping that this would solve things. I was like, oh, that was a gift from my boyfriend. Like, what are you talking about? Just reactivate me or something like that. They didn't respond. And then
You were like, I need to know my genes.
No, I needed to know I'm obsessed with genes. Yeah. So then a podcast listener who knew about my 23andMe snafu was like, hey, I have an extra kit. I don't want it. Do you want it? And she gave me hers. So then I do the whole thing again. And I'm like, finally, like success for me. I send that in and they were like, your account has been flagged as like a DNR. Like you are not allowed in this. Like we will not process your thing. Like blah, blah, blah. Like I am red, like totally banned from 23andMe for allegedly stealing one. It wasn't me.
I love that someone out of the kindness of their heart, another person lent you theirs, and then again it dug you even deeper.
There's nowhere, and now 23andMe literally has 2 samples of my DNA.
Government has you.
They could plant DNA of me like to a crime scene.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying now, if any crime happens and my DNA weirdly ends up there,
Say
A, I didn't fucking do it.
Yeah.
And B, it was 23andMe.
Holy shit. I love that. I love that you're, it's, that feels like a very Elaine from, like, that feels like a very Seinfeld plot.
So then I had no choice but to go to Ancestry.
Ancestry takes, they'll take anyone.
And it was cool. Like you build your family tree, but then I built mine again. I'll spend hours on this shit. And I built mine all the way to like my European relatives, but then they want you to upgrade to like $69.99 a month to go outside of America.
Want to know something weird?
What?
Simon and I both have ancestors that are buried in the same graveyard in Scotland.
Cool.
Not related, just like happened to be in the same
Shadrach Roundy.
Your Isn't that
uncle?
Crazy?
Wow, that's awesome.
And then we found out that I had one relative who was, all of my relatives are Irish. I'm like 100% Irish.
That's cool. You're a light-eyed Irish.
Yeah.
And are then, all Irish light-eyed?
I'm like, my family's like darker.
Is it black Irish? Is that what they call it?
Yeah, like dark Irish.
Okay.
But it's like, I think it's like mixed with like, I always like to say, like, I was like, I have Spanish in me. I have an Iberian. And then I looked and I had none.
No.
But anyway, but one of my relatives on Ancestry.com told me that one of my relatives in Ireland was a woman who got arrested one night for, she broke a window and she was drunk.
Wow.
Back in the 1800s.
Booze and runs in the family.
I was like, girl boss. I was like, I was thinking, like, she was having a tough night.
Yeah.
She just wanted to throw something.
Arrested for that? It's a little much, don't you think?
Right? It was during the potato famine.
Honey.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
Bricks aren't all I'd be throwing.
So, yes, Shattuck Randy is our grandfather.
Whitney and...
Angie reveals... Oh,
this was unhinged.
She said, so there's been a hiccup with the party, and I guess 5 hours... to the minute after Angie and Lisa talked about her inviting Whitney to the party, the catering company messaged her saying that they have to cancel their contract to do the event because Lisa Barlow's assistant called them. And it's like, they basically, it was like inferred that Lisa was so mad that Angie and Whitney are friends that she like told her assistant to call the catering company and cancel the contract.
Yeah.
Which, if true,
psychotic.
You're wild for that.
And amazing.
Incredible.
Amazing.
Love that.
Well, she definitely like was flexing her, like reminding everyone that like she's the party queen of Salt Lake. Like she's Miss Sundance.
But it's also like that's your friend of 20 years.
Doing a fundraiser for their
You don't do that to
child.
Like a 20-year-long friend.
No, and someone who's like doing something to support like trans youth.
Yeah.
Like she's...
That's like...
Well, also, didn't she... At first, I thought it seemed like the catering company. I was like, oh, did they not, like, support...
That's what I thought, too, was like, oh, this either Lisa meddled or they found out that it was, like, for a trans charity and they're, like, Mormon-owned and they didn't want the conflict of interest.
It could be... Well, they could be either. They made it seem... They said, like, we can't support this or something.
They said, like, this event is not for us or something. And that kind of language, I was like, you transphobic haters.
Yeah, fuckers.
But I mean, if Lisa did that, hats off to her because that's fully bonkers. I think in Utah, you're rolling the dice trying to have any sort of LGBTQ event and get like a big company to cater it.
I don't know. I think it was, I'm going to give Lisa the benefit of the doubt
Me
right
too.
Now.
I stand and with Lisa Barlow.
I think that these people are probably just haters.
Mm-hmm.
And like the wedding, it's like I won't make you a cake for your gay wedding kind of thing. So now
innocent until proven guilty,
but it could be very much could be her, which we'll is also like very like the prince.
You're wild for that.
Machiavelli.
Everyone's getting ready and Whitney decides to put a really unfortunate wig on with bangs or somehow attach like bangs to her hair. It's just sad all around and I don't support it.
Seth walks in and he's fucking hot. He's wearing this like velvet suit.
Like a shiny with like a velvet lapel and he's not wearing pants. If I were Meredith, I'd pull those pants down and just start going to town.
They did that day.
Yeah, get on my knees and just deep throat that cock.
Me too. Hell yeah. Just gag on it right there.
Gag on it in the bathroom.
Slob on that knob.
Slob on the knob. Let him come on my face. Wash it off. Redo the glam. And then go to the party.
They have the look of people that have been like, something happened in their marriage and they just rediscovered each other and each other's bodies. And they're just like, fucking.
I hope that that's the case and they're not just pretending for the sake of the show. I want them to be like fucking and sucking all night long.
I think they found a way to make it work. I think they have like sort of a long distance marriage. And
that
I think
sounds sexy to me.
They have some mystique. They have time away from each other. They have time to miss each other. So whenever Seth is back in town, it's like,
it's on.
It's on. So they're getting ready. And then
Jen is getting ready in her closet of sin. Trying on all these I'm like, is anything real that she owns? Like that fur definitely was real, but I'm also like FBI once again taking notes. And you're literally all I can see is a sea of elderly people who have lost thousands and thousands of dollars at the hand of Jennifer Shaw.
Yeah, I just love SL Rolsick is proudly pro fur.
Mm-hmm. It's snowing, honestly. Faux fur is not going to cut it in sub-zero Dr. Zhivago weather.
No.
It just won't. There's a reason that fur's been around. I support vintage fur because, like, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
It's already done. But I don't support, like, brand new
yeah,
fur.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But you just see Jen, you see, like, this ferret just dangling.
A stole. Yeah.
Jen goes, I'm going to wear that. We arrive at the party. It's like easily $1 million party.
Casino night. And just in her family room.
But it looks incredible. It reminds me, I catered a Christmas party. Didn't know what it was for. And it was for the Mercer family.
Like Dale Mercer?
No. So it was in... I was living in
Dabney.
Dabney?
Dabney, Tinsley, and Dale?
No, they drove us out. They didn't tell us where we were going. We signed like an NDA and then we got there and like, well, whatever. I'm breaking it now.
Yeah, break it.
And the Mercer family are the people who founded Breitbart. And like they funded Trump's campaign.
Love.
And it was a Great Gatsby theme and it reminded me, it kind of, the vibes reminded me of this.
Casino night is always like...
It was
a little bit sus, yeah.
We were all a little freaked out.
She has a table of just jewels waiting for the ladies. Like, I guess you get to go to her party and, like, drape yourself in diamonds, which is cool.
Whitney walks in and she says to Angie, "This is your era." I was like, what? What is?
Like goes, this?
I feel like I'm in the movie Casino, 1970s. So vibey.
I was like, what are you saying?
She has no idea what the words are that are coming out of her mouth.
And she's like, thank you. I think that too. I was like, what?
And she looks so good.
She looks incredible.
She looks like Sharon Stone in Casino. Her dress is incredible.
Maybe Whitney was on.
Her two looks were good.
Mm-hmm.
Whitney looks like shit. I'll say it. Meredith and Seth roll up. Meredith is so hot. I just wrote, damn.
She looks so gorgeous.
Jenny rolls up. Also fucking hot. Ugh, with that hair.
That hair.
The curl.
She reminded me of Amy.
The level of curl attention.
Amy Adams in American Hustle.
Yeah. It was so good. And those types of curls take so long to do. I just was appreciative. And like the red, like super low cut, tits out, looking fucking stunning.
As they say on social media, she understood the assignment.
I'm gonna slap you.
But Jenny's incredible. They're just like, she's like Studio 54.
Yeah.
Like truly.
Mm-hmm. Sharif and Jen show up and it actually being on Sharif's arm made Jen look really hot.
Yeah, they look great. And Sharif's joy while playing craps is delightful. And it makes me like, I'm like, get out.
I know.
Get out of there.
Save yourself.
Save yourself. Get away from this woman. He's like going, ah! Every time he like, I'm like, he's so, I just love Sharif.
He's a nice guy.
He's also hot.
He's so hot.
Jesus.
He's another one. Ugh. Hot husbands on this show. Well, not all shows can say that.
Then you hear Sharif at the craps table and you just hear him go, this is a nice night. We don't have much of those.
Not like, certainly not in your house.
Yeah, damn.
With your bitch wife.
Lisa and John walk in and I wanted to get on his shoulders. You just see me riding his shoulders.
They look so fine.
They do.
Mary's there and when Jen arrives, she and Whitney and Jenny, I think, are all hanging out. And Mary's like, I don't even want to go by Jen. Like, I'm just going to climb over this banister because it takes less energy to do that than to like interact with Jen. Mm-hmm. And they have a whole thing about like trying to climb over the banister. I appreciated their physical like comedy.
Mary's wearing an incredible suit.
Yeah. All the ladies are really killing it.
We also see she tries on some of the diamonds and she hears how many carats it is and you just see Mary go. I just love it.
Praise Jesus. Lisa snubs the hell out of Whitney.
Yeah, Whitney's standing with Jenny and she sees Lisa locks into Jenny knowing Heather's right there and she goes, Jenny, oh my God. Beelines it for Jenny, fucking basically barrels through Whitney.
Just barrels through, not even acknowledging her presence, which filled me with joy. Whitney's like looking at the camera awkwardly, standing there, and she goes, I'm gonna need another drink.
She goes, hi, John. How are you? And then John goes, hi, how's it going? And then she sees Whitney for a second, Lisa, and she goes, hi, hi.
So she acknowledged her. And she did the bare min.
And then Whitney's about to say something, start saying something to Lisa, and then she just turns her head.
Full back turn.
I was like, damn.
Just take notes.
And Lisa goes up to a group of people, and she goes, this is what made me think that Lisa was behind it.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, there's nothing worse than being at a party with no food. I was like, oh,
fuck. That she might have done it. Yeah.
She might have put her foot in her mouth right there. sabotaging an LGBTQ charity fundraiser at someone's home.
Your friend of 20 years, one of your best friends, supporting their transgender child, and you just said, not on my watch.
There's nothing worse than being at a party with no food. Hee hee.
Mm-hmm.
Angie's husband, Chris.
Oh.
Seth what?
He's just charming. He's just charming in the corner. He goes, Tether, he goes, your personality is so distracting. I never noticed your breasts. And then she's like, and that's what I want to be known for. And I just love like flirty, sexy. Heather. I love like mid-40s, early-50s, inappropriate couples flirting at a function.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's a safe space to just, like, make breast comment.
He's talking about Meredith?
No, he's talking to Heather about her own breasts.
Oh, Heather's like, this is where Heather's at her best, when she's just, like...
She's great at a party.
Great at a party, when she's playing the craps with all the boys.
Tits out.
Tits out. She's a girl's girl, but she can hang with the boys.
And I love that.
Yeah.
And I love, like, it's very kind of... swingers energy too, yeah. Like
mm-hmm.
wife swap, like ice, I just storm. Love it. In its 70s, so
yeah,
it
very
all
ice storm.
Yeah,
she goes, she's playing the craps and you just hear her go, I live for this, baby, I live for it. I was like, hell yeah,
she's back.
Angie's husband Chris makes a speech. He's really sweet. Angie's so hot, but her husband is, he gets really choked up talking about their son who's came out as trans, mm-hmm. and how much a place like this and a state like this means a lot for people, like in young people especially. It's like really emotional and sweet. You cut to Meredith and Seth and they're like, we get it. And Angie reveals that they've left the church, and until they accept their son, then they're not going back, which I'm like, all right, They're in it.
They're really doing this shit.
And then Angie's friend, who's a tech CEO, that's how he's described. He goes, you know, I really love this. I love your son. I love your family. So, and I love In Circle. So I'm going to give him $1 million.
I had chills.
Oh my God.
Major.
Huge.
Huge.
$1 million at like a private someone's home. It's a great friend.
I mean, I just love a full circle chic fundraiser of this ilk.
And he just said it so like...
He's like...
I'm going to give a million.
A million.
And everyone just goes...
I'm giving a million.
Mary and Jen talk.
Jen goes, we should have a cook-off.
Yeah, she goes, we should have a grill-off. Both of our husbands grilling. And then Mary just goes, uh-uh. Mm-mm. I was like, oh,
I
shit.
Love her. Like, she's not falling for this like Shaw act.
Mary's like, you apologized to me at the reunion, and then mere days later, you posted that photo of me and my husband, where you, and Jen goes, again, I don't run my Twitter, I'm so, and Mary's just like, okay, Jen. Mary's just like,
she's
she has
over
her
it.
Number.
Yeah, she said she's leaving the door open, but keeping a screen on it, and she goes, you know, the electric kind, and I was like, that's not a thing, but I love that you think that.
Mm-hmm.
Then
about
Angie,
like a bud zapper.
Yeah, Angie has $1 million costume change where she puts on a full coral feather frock.
And okay, this is where it's coming to me now as I speak. But this is where like I fully was like, Lisa did sabotage. I really think that
she acts incredibly guilty in this confrontation.
But even before that, she has like a. There's something about the way she goes. Oh, outfit change. I think she's harboring a lot of resentment with Angie.
She might. Angie takes Lisa aside.
She goes, we need to talk in private. And Lisa goes, okay.
And they go sit on a couch. And Angie goes, I'm sad, Lisa. I'm sad. And tells her about...
Oh, by the way.
What?
Whitney and Justin are definitely on Molly.
What? How so?
He just has his sunglasses on. And they're like, it's starting. I was like... You guys are rolling.
You'd have to roll to... I mean, he is not the one.
Mm-mm. Also, Mary doing a selfie with Heather.
I love Heather being like, turn your head this way to like offset a big nose.
Yeah.
I didn't know that trick. And I always am like thinking that.
Mary just...
Gotta go. She goes... Mm-hmm.
Mary doesn't get it.
She finally achieves it. And then I love Heather being like, okay, let's just go. Because you all have that friend that it's like, you can't take time to coach them on the selfie. Mm-hmm. So yeah, Angie confronts Lisa about the fact that the catering company canceled within 5 hours of them meeting. And Lisa goes, I'm feeling weird right now. This is unreal. This is unreal.
I'm feeling very weird. I'm going to go get Meredith, which I thought was weird.
It was very like a non sequitur.
Lisa went in to the party, grabbed Meredith, and then dragged her back
and
in.
And Jen.
And Jen. Jen. No, Jen kind of came in on her own.
She said, Jen, I need you too. And then grabbed Meredith. She goes, I need a sip. And she takes Meredith's wine and like drinks it. And then she walks back into the room. She goes, here she is. Our friendship is fine.
I was like,
okay. Lisa? Strange.
Weird. And then Angie's like, I really feel like I'm... She goes, a lot of people have been telling me this. And she goes, but I'm your friend. Trust me. I would never do that. That's so horrible. Why would I ever try to do that?
What does this have to do with me?
What does this have to do with me? I feel weird. And then Angie's like, I really feel like in my bones that like this was you.
She goes, wow. Seriously, wow. I am upset. I'm seriously upset right now.
And then as they're fighting, Whitney Rose comes wandering.
She's bobbleheading in the hallway being like...
And she just plops down next to Angie. And then Lisa goes, Whitney, why are you in here? Whitney also, Lisa starts crying and it's very, it freaks me out.
Yeah.
She goes, ah.
Like, I don't crying, like seeing her like lose her cool.
Her
like
crying
that.
Is very strange. Ah. She kind of goes like this. Oh.
She goes, you know what? I am heartbroken right now. And is crying and then keeps trying to run away. And Meredith and like pushes her back in. Mm-hmm. She becomes the one who's pulled. Mm-hmm. And Jen, this is when Jen was making me laugh because the whole time she's just sitting there like looking around, like not saying a word.
She's like, she says, I'm just glad they're not yelling at me.
And that was comedy to me.
Yeah, that was good. And Lisa goes, you know what really bothers me, Angie? That you're seeking a friendship with this. And she points at Whitney, and Whitney goes,
oh, great, this.
She goes, this person. I love that. So Lisa's like adamant, and the way she reacts,
it's like a guilty person.
I'm like, you did it. I really think she did.
I think she did too, but you know what? I'm still Team Lisa.
She posted an Instagram praising the caterers.
Yeah, you're guilty.
Yeah, she was like, she goes, to their credit, she goes, these are my friends, lifelong friends, and they're caterers, and they're amazing. So I just wanted to give them a shout out, even though I didn't do it. I was like...
She shouted out the caterers that canceled?
She's like, this is a good time to actually plug them. And then someone in the comments was like, so loyal, always. And Lisa's like, thank you, girl.
Yeah, I fully think she did it.
And then after some point, Lisa's not convincing anyone, and she just stands up and she goes, I just want John.
I want John. And then she throws on her fur, and you just see them leaving. Mm-hmm. Next episode, Jen and Brooks sit down.
That's one of the most insane Housewives moves I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Like,
what does it have to do with me? She's like, your assistant literally called the catering company, and she goes, well, I'm gonna get Meredith.
That was when I was like, okay, she might be the villain.
But
why would your assistant?
Here's the thing.
Okay.
Why didn't Angie then call Lisa and be like, what the hell? Like, what did you have anything to do with this? Like, what's going on? I don't like that she didn't try and talk to Lisa about it.
But to her credit, she probably was like, you know what? Now is not the time. I have to get ready for this.
To get into it with this
bitch. I have to get into it. Like, I'm going to wait till we actually do the auction and then I'll talk to her.
Yeah.
And she maybe wants...
But she did take a lot of time to talk to everyone else about it.
Well, she wants to get that snowflake.
What snowflake?
Like in the opening credits. She wants to be... I think she wants to get her
digital snowflake.
Angie next year. So I think she's...
Promote her.
Yeah, I think she's already bringing the drama. I also... Where's Carrie? Remember?
Who's Carrie?
Remember in the opening episode of the first season? And when Mary went, where's Carrie? And then Carrie came over and was like, yeah, you did say that she smelled like hospital.
Who is Carrie? I don't even remember. Was it Jen, a girl?
When Jen, in the opening episode, Jen confronted Mary at some party and was like,
about the hospital.
Our friend Carrie said that you told, that you said I smelled like hospital. And then Mary just goes, where's Carrie? Where's Carrie? And then Carrie comes over and she's like, yes, you did say that. I was there. And she was totally trying to get on camera. You don't remember that?
No. Oh, I kind of now it's coming back to me.
Where's Carrie?
But where is she? Where's Carrie?
Yeah. Where's Carrie? Anyway.
Love this show. It's really turning so it out good. So far this season.
In the meantime, guys, there's a low ticket warning for
Philly, Boston, New York.
Get on it now while you can. They're going to sell out. They're
going to sell out.
Absolutely will.
Let's see. Did we get a ticket update? Whoa. Okay, the venues are officially saying a low ticket warning. So we're not even bullshitting you. It's real.
We just looked at an email.
And guess what? There are to Philadelphia. I can't do math. I'm just trying to work it out. There are 16 tickets left.
Oh, my God. Guys, sell out. Let's sell out my home city.
We're going to sell it out.
No, I know. I'm just kidding. Okay,
yeah. Let's sell out his home city. Yeah. 16 tickets left. You better get them. Boston, there are literally 14 tickets left.
Shit.
New York, I can't do that math.
Low tickets.
Low tickets, though.
Guys.
Can't do it off the top of my head. Low tickets, trust.
And you think it sounds far away, but it's actually not.
It's not.
Only like a month and a half away.
There's 57 days until the Philly show. And that means you basically have about 10 days to get these tickets because they will sell out. And we're going to update you next week and we'll just keep updating you. And then if you don't get them, you're going to have terrible FOMO because these shows are so fucking fun.
I cannot wait for
our East Coast fall. Ooh,
guys, you don't understand.
I'm so cozy.
Carrie's going to return to Philly. I'm going to Philly. I'm getting called to my homeland, and I'm just so excited. I'm going to cry.
I love it.
But guys, get on it. It's going to be so fun. Let's close out this year. Let's celebrate together. The holidays are coming.
I want it to be amazing, so you better get your tickets now before they sell out.
And yeah, follow Laura at Lars Marie.
Follow Care at eHereO.
Follow us on TikTok at Sexy Unique Pod.
Sexy Unique Podcast.
Sexy Unique Podcast on TikTok.
And that's it. Love and light. Bye.
Bye.